Pedestrian is dead following a crash in Canton. It happened around 11 Monday night in the 2900 block of Market Avenue North. Police say a male was crossing the road when he was struck by a northbound SUV. The victim was taken to a local hospital but later died from his injuries. His name has not been released. Pending family notification, the driver was not injured. Authorities say drugs and alcohol are not suspected. It's not yet known if they played a role for the pedestrian. The Canton Metro crash team is investigating. Stark County's unemployment rate declined in March. According to Ohio Job and Family Services, the jobless figure was 4.2%. It was 5% in February, 5.6% in March of last year. Carroll County's rate declined to 4.5%. Columbiana dipped to 4.4%. Mahoning was down to 5.3%. Portage to 4%. Statewide, Ohio's unemployment rate fell to 4.1%. For the sixth time in 3 months, Alliance City Council has voted down a proposed contract with the union representing some administrative and operational staff. In prior votes concerning the deal with the Federation of United Employees, members have expressed concerns about the city's finances. The dispute heads to arbitration following Monday's action. Meanwhile, a consultant's report on whether the fire department should provide full-time ambulance service has been referred to the Safety and Judiciary Committee. Council took no action on items including renewal of a tax break with Alliance Ventures for the Mount Union Gateway project, plan to donate retired fire gear to Stark State College, and a proposed zoning change concerning data centers. Final pre-trial hearing is set for Thursday for a man accused of taking control of a SARTA bus at gunpoint in Canton. 47-year-old Dante Hill changed his plea to not guilty by reason of insanity. His attorney is seeking a sanity evaluation. Police say Hill allegedly pointed a gun at a bus driver on Cherry Avenue Southeast February 16th and ordered him to drive downtown while threatening pastors. He was arrested a short time later. Hill was indicted by a grand jury last month on charges including kidnapping, abduction, and weapons under disability. Pre-trial hearing set for Monday for an Alliance man accused of assaulting and threatening a woman with a knife. 29-year-old Stephen Summers was arraigned Friday in Common Pleas Court and pleaded not guilty. He was previously indicted on charges including abduction, domestic violence, and aggravated menacing. Police say the incident happened March 8th at his home on South Linden Avenue. Summers allegedly attacked the victim during an argument and prevented her from leaving. Jackson Township fire officials say there were no injuries in a Monday afternoon blaze at a scrapyard. Firefighters responded around 5:30 to Fosnott's Auto Parts in the 6,000 block of Whipple Avenue Northwest. For a small building fire with heavy black smoke, the incident had been reported as an explosion. Police closed part of Whipple Avenue. Departments including Green, North Canton, and Plain Township helped battle the flames. The cause is under investigation. Louisville City Council has approved a new ordinance for disorderly conduct and peace disturbance. The measure passed Monday after a public hearing with no public comment. The four-page ordinance sets a $250 fine for a first offense, escalating penalties for repeat violations up to a first-degree misdemeanor and $1,000 fine. The rules target property owners or tenants who allow gatherings involving intoxication, indecency, or excessive noise that disturbs others. Strong demand and higher shipments driving improved performance for Metalis. The company reported first-quarter net sales of more than $308 million and net income of $5.4 million. That marks a turnaround from a loss in the previous quarter, with a Canton-based steelmaker also citing better production efficiency. $4 million bond set for a nanny accused of sex crimes against an infant. 26-year-old Molly Duncan of Beechwood arraigned in Portage County Common Pleas Court Monday. She's charged with rape, attempted rape, and gross sexual imposition. Authorities allege she abused a one-year-old child in her care between May 2023 and April 2024, with similar charges pending in Geauga County. Trial slated for July 21st. Duncan has already pleaded guilty in federal court in a related case. Court proceedings continue in the case of a driver charged in a crash that left a Salem couple dead. 25-year-old Kaylin Jones of Salem appeared in Columbiana County Municipal Court Monday for a pretrial hearing on two counts of vehicular homicide. No plea was entered. Police say in September 2024, Jones fell asleep. His vehicle crossed the center line on Georgetown Road in Perry Township and struck a minivan. 87-year-old Richard Heiner, his 89-year-old wife Joni, died in the collision. Jones due back in court July 29th with a trial set for August 6th. A warrant has been issued for a woman charged in a suspicious death investigation after her body was found inside an Austintown apartment. 38-year-old LaRonda Mitchell of Austintown faces charges including involuntary manslaughter, abduction, tampering with evidence, endangering children, and abuse of a corpse. An arraignment date has not been set. Officers responded April 26th to an apartment on South Raccoon Road. They found a body in a room that had been taped shut. The victim's identity has not been released.